Welcome to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. This is Nicole Harding, Associate Site Editor. Today's guest is Aaron Sanders, Data Center Services Expert at Acumen Solutions. Aaron will answer a few questions about Software as a Service, or SaaS, and Google Apps. Thanks for joining us, Aaron.
Thank you.
So I keep hearing conflicting stories about SaaS's reach in IT. What's the real story?
Well, SaaS is definitely the latest buzzword. Most organizations probably have or will consider the use of SaaS, particularly when a new application is required, because of its flexibility and potential cost savings. But keep in mind that the industry is still immature. Also know that most industries and companies have certain specialized requirements that SaaS is unlikely to ever really completely fulfill. Either way, be prepared to discuss it with your clients.
Great. And why all the hype around Google Apps?
You know, the hype around Google Apps is probably due to a few things. One is that while SaaS is still making headlines, specific applications really aren't. The days of Salesforce.com hype are kind of over, and the industry is clearly looking for another blockbuster. The second reason is that while Google Apps is actually a combination of several applications, the cost of $50 per user per year, which includes 25 gigabytes of storage, is actually very attractive in comparison to the prices of most Microsoft software.
So what is Google Apps and why should solution providers care?
Well, as I said, Google Apps is actually a combination of several applications, including Gmail, Google Calendar, Google Talk, and Google Doc. There's several things you should know about Google Apps. The first is price. Price is probably the biggest reason to consider using Google Apps. Just focusing on email alone, not many IT organizations can internally deliver email for that price. Many more probably can't even quantify how much it costs them to deliver email. That said, if your clients have recently invested in email licenses for their organizations, it's probably too late to financially justify Google Apps. Once the money's spent, it's best to wait till it's either fully depreciated or until there's an upgrade that's required before taking another look. Also, if you have very small clients who currently use a cheap or free email solution, Google Apps will probably represent a cost increase. The added functionality may still be worth it, particularly given that it's relatively inexpensive. Another thing to note about Google Apps is it's actually a full application suite. Aside from email, there are several other applications included, most notably Google Docs. Google Docs is in direct competition with the Microsoft Office suite. It has things like a word processor and a spreadsheet program. Google Docs has the ability to be used offline. And while basic functionality is fairly good, advanced features are noticeably missing. Power users won't be satisfied with the current abilities of Google Docs. But Google is actually rapidly deploying additional functionality. Even so, not all users need that much functionality. Instead of giving everyone the full capabilities of Microsoft Office by default, it may make sense to selectively deploy MS Office for those who truly have a need, and then just deploy Google Apps for everyone else. Depending on the organization, it could probably satisfy at least 50% of the user base and save a lot of money in the process. Keep in mind that savings associated with Google Apps comes from both the avoidance of licensing fees as well as a reduction of the computing needs. A less expensive PC can run Google Apps, which isn't the case for Microsoft Office. Finally, collaboration. Easily one of the most compelling reasons to consider Google Apps is the built-in collaboration capabilities. Once Google Apps is deployed, users can collaborate using Google Sites. Documents can be shared by using inherent version control and configuring things like security settings and permissions. Forms can be created, users can create their own sites, and of course, searching's built in. Also, with all users on Google Apps, resource scheduling and calendaring functions work similarly to Exchange, or perhaps even better. Most clients that are disappointed with the difficulty and cost of using applications like SharePoint will likely find that collaboration of Google Apps is very attractive.
So what should solution providers do to prepare themselves for offering Google Apps services?
Well, first and foremost, prepare for the conversations with your clients. Conversations should focus on capabilities and cost, particularly comparing the cost of internal applications to that of Google Apps. Also, Google is actively setting up partnerships and has a fairly robust partnering framework. VARs and service providers can help with integration, setup, and customization. Part of becoming a partner means attending the training sessions, and Google offers both sales and integration training. It's worth looking at this now before pursuing clients because you need to be a Google partner before you can close your first deal.
Great. Aaron Sanders, Data Center Services Expert at Acumen Solutions. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to this FAQ podcast from SearchSystemsChannel.com.